IDF, half of Hamas battalions destroyed in Rafah, operation to last 2 more weeks. By Joel B. Polak on June 17, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said Monday that it had destroyed half of Hamas's terrorist forces in the city of Rafah, and that the rest of the operation would take 2 more weeks. The IDF entered Rafah in early May, against the wishes of the Biden administration, to destroy the 4 Hamas battalions that remained there, having destroyed at least 18 of the 24 battalions in fighting elsewhere in Gaza since late October. The White House relented but insisted on a slow pace, with limited use of heavy munitions, and care to avoid civilian casualties. The IDF raced to secure the Philadelphia corridor, the road along the Gaza-Egypt border, and the Rafah border crossing. It has since fought a steady, methodical, house-to-house and tunnel-to-tunnel battle against Hamas there. The Jerusalem Post reported. The IDF on Monday said that its Division 162 has defeated half of Hamas's battalions in Rafah, including killing at least 550 terrorists, as well as destroyed around 200 tunnel shafts, and eliminated the terror group's last major rocket inventory. Further, the IDF said that within a couple of weeks it would likely be in control of all of Rafah and that the final battles with the remaining 2 Hamas battalions in parts of Tel al-Sultan and the eastern part of Shabra are already underway. Currently, the IDF says Division 162, commanded by Brigadier General Yitzhak Cohen, has already achieved operation control of over 60-70% of all of Rafah, with all of the 1.4 million or so civilians having long fled to Al-Muwasi on the coast, central Gaza and Khan Yunis. The Times of Israel noted. Of the 4 battalions in Hamas's Rafah Brigade, 2, Yabna, South, and East Rafah, are considered to be almost completely dismantled, while the capabilities of the other 2, Shabra, North, and Tel Sultan, West, are somewhat degraded due to IDF operations. Along the Philadelphia corridor, the IDF said it located hundreds of rockets, including dozens of long-range projectiles aimed at central Israel. Also in the border area, more than 200 tunnel shafts have been located, leading to many underground routes. The IDF said it located at least 25 long tunnels that reach the border with Egypt, some of which likely cross into Sinai and had been used by Hamas to smuggle weapons. The military said it was investigating these tunnels further. Israel has lost 22 soldiers in the Rafah operation. Once it is concluded, the IDF will shift to a counterinsurgency strategy in Gaza, and will likely shift focus to a potential clash with Iran-backed Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. There are still 116 Israeli hostages in Gaza, of whom 41 are known to be dead. They are being hidden, possibly underground. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.